Breitheart Raccoon runs their hands down Pink the Skunk's fur. Pink the Skunk is Breitheart Raccoon's homosexual lover. Breitheart Raccoon and Pink are kinda two sides of the same coin, where Breitheart Raccoon is traditionally intelligent just as a technologist, and Pink the Skunk is more a flower grown from entrapped impairments and is a sissy to be a realist Sally Acorn-like analyst than a computer technician. In short, Pink the Skunk and Breitheart Raccoon got a lot in common, yet different in ways that strongly complement each other in synergy. The Care Bears decide that it would be a good thing for Pink the Skunk to undergo spiritual rites of passage to being a better and more real sissy person, and to commit themselves deeper to the cause of being warm, upbeat, and a being of compassionate, submissive service. Pink the Skunk loves the idea because a lot of their personal power is grown from such warm agreeableness, and they aspire to be a sissy to be a better problem solver and realist anyway is something they deeply value. Suddenly Tina the Christmas reindeer trots in, looking around as they run up to Pink the Skunk as they ask, "Are you Rudolph? You told me I could follow you." As things reframe with each day of the Hydra system, "I want to come along though, at least try it." It is then Tina transforms into a Care Bear with a holiday cheer belly badge as she has a warm chuckle saying, "This feels nice." Breitheart Raccoon has a mischievous grin as they turn to Pink the Skunk saying, "You cannot deny it anymore, you're a bisexual, you have done the Hydra system too long for it be anything else." As Pink the Skunk blushes in embarrassment, Breitheart Raccoon has warm grin as they say, "You are teaching me a lot of new things and I get it, and for you how bisexuality works is that you're just a submissive sissy within any world." Breitheart Raccoon thinks as they mutter to themselves, "That makes sense. I think why bisexuality doesn't make sense to most people is that they think more dichotomously." Pink the Skunk has a weak look as they say, "Yes, I might be a bisexual, but I am committed to you, Breitheart, as real as I am undergoing rites to be bigger sissy person because I am your sub, my love." Breitheart Raccoon squints their eyes, seeing the hues of other worlds, like Pink the Skunk is like sub-dom submissive bottom, just as even transgender-like. Tina the Care Bear shrugs and says, "To me they are just a loser person, you know, the really big wimps, nature's weakest, softest, dorkiest." Breitheart Raccoon has warm chuckles with a pretty deep-rooted chuckle of warm humor as they get a mischievous look in their eyes, they say, "Because Pink the Skunk is so impaired, disabled, and utter talking. To a stuffed animal sissy, they sure are my pet cutie dork loser person." Strawberry Shortcake walks in from the girls' cartoon as they say, "Alright Pink the Skunk, we are ready for you to undergo spiritual rites of passage to being a more real and deeper committed sissy person." As Tina Care Bear has a look of mischievous humor in their eyes, to them this deeper regression to a sissy person means many different and humorous things. Outside the door, Weezy from Dragon Tales is there, and as well the avatar of Nayarski at the fairy dragon, the god they worship, and many other colorful characters just as a big pair of nursery print diapers. Strawberry Shortcake says, "In your own words, because you're a loser person, for you to undergo this rite of passage not only makes you a bigger sissy, it makes you well kind a bigger sissy than all of us, because it takes you as much into a deeper tier of the realm of your impairments." Weezy from Dragon Tales has a warm chuckle, picking up the nursery print diapers, giving Pink the Skunk a warm kiss on the head, saying, "You're a silly pit person." The avatar of Nayarski at the god of fairy dragonette kind says, "I desire this transformation as much as you do, Pink the Skunk, because the world is in need of warm, loving people." A potato salad dragon lands its large, mighty self as it says, "And yes, you're a loser person, as Derpy Hood stands noble riding on this large dragon's back." Pink the Skunk thinks, muttering to themselves, "I wonder what happens now," as Weezy from Dragon Tales and many others move and put Pink the Skunk into the oversized nursery print diapers, as Weezy begins to feed Pink the Skunk a baby bottle of a magical potion as she snorts with enjoyment, saying, "Drink it all up, silly pit person." As Pink the Skunk is taken in by warmth as they regress farther after drinking the baby bottle of the magical potion, as they are standing in the diapers looking confused, they ask, "Okay, sure, I am more age regressed, and well, that makes me 9 times more autistic, but how do I better serve Breitheart Raccoon or bring love into the lives of others?" Rainbow Bright reboot frolics and pulling out her magic wand, turning a setting on the doll as she waves it, tapping onto Pink the Skunk's head as she exclaims, "You're a blondie ditzy girl." As the avatar of Nayarski at the god of fairy dragonette kind has wide mischievous grin, Pink the Skunk stumbles backwards onto their oversized plushy diapers as Pink says, "Good thing I was wearing this, it's off on the fall." As a magic crystal reveals itself, Rainbow Bright reboot says, "Welcome to the Ditzy Blondie Creature Club," as she says, "Your IQ is now -10,000, it's how the big time sissies roll." Weezy from Dragon Tales has warm snort of humor as she exclaims, "I am blondie ditzy too, many of the biggest, most factually committed sissies are." Strawberry Shortcake shrugs as she says with a sigh, "I am pretty basic, it happens." Pink the Skunk slowly processing this nod as they say, "And what about the diapers?" The avatar of Nayarski at the god of fairy dragonette kind turns to Pink the Skunk and says, "When you embrace being a committed sissy to the point you're a blondie ditzy and it unifies with your impairments, it creates an alchemy and I visible from very severe autism, so your diapers, because well, welcome back to preschool and your disability and synergy to being a blondie ditzy girl now cements it." Pink the Skunk sighs, putting hands on their hips somewhat like Sally Acorn, saying, "I am a rationalist and Briggs type, a sissy is meant to better serve people, not be a drain on others." Rainbow Bright reboot says, "They're like talking to a child," as she says, "Stop thinking and open your heart," handing Pink the Skunk a crystal as she says, "I wonder what type of magical dragon is in there." As Pink the Skunk takes the crystal, as they admit, the diapers do feel very warm and it felt good to be in Weezy arms as they fed them the baby bottle of a magical potion, Pink the Skunk peers into the crystal as they see a swamp's voice says, "I am old Greg, want to see my watercolors? I drink Bailey's from a shoe." Pink the Skunk has a weird look as they say, "I do feel warm babyish, like I am Julia from Sesame Street, but how does any of this, even being a blondie ditzy, help me better serve Breitheart Raccoon or bring a light into the lives of anybody?" It is then a mighty boosh kangaroo dragon leaps from the crystal as it transforms into Barney the dinosaur with a loud warm chuckle as Barney says, "What is more loving than warm diapers?" Pink the Skunk sits down forgetting they are wearing the oversized nursery print diapers sitting few inches taller than they were expecting form the thick diapery girth is Pink the Skunk all too much and sober disillusioned rationalist Sally Acorn analyst mode says I was expecting this to be like a submissive surrender to being Brightheart Raccoon's Hal's wife or something. The avatar of Nayarski at the fairy dragon the god shakes their head as they say no your magic your submission is the diapers of another vision is a voice from the crystal says do you love old Greg does your skunk furry bottom need warmth and support. The kangaroo mighty boosh dragon gives a big thumbs up as the potato salad dragon turns into Hannah from the dragon magic's courses as she walks up to Pink the Skunk putting a hand on Pink's shoulder saying you're a loser Pink you're not just merely a surrendered housewife to embody such surrender is to find you're worse than Monty Python's flying circuses in a dorky humor baby you're a loser to the core genuinely. As Pink the Skunk is taken into the surrealism of a warm light and vision as they pick up a glowing crystal Hannah has a look of excitement as they ask what is it as Barney blushes with odd wonder. From the crystal a kangaroo foot sticks rubbing itself on Pink the Skunk's face as the imaginary friend to Pulara the Fraggle Girl is doing intentionally annoying things as Gobo Fraggle sighs face palming. The avatar of Nayarski at the god of fairy dragonette kind says yes I am a symbol of alchemy like before but yet I am what alchemizes when united to the warm worlds of where life began like how you talk to stuffed animals. As Pink the Skunk is writing out a diagram on a chartboard they map out sissy plus being a loser person equals better chaos magic and the alchemy of something more real. Rainbow Bright Reboot rolls her eyes as she scoffs saying no Pink the Skunk you don't get it the crystal is merely raw unfiltered blondie ditzy energy isn't to be a better sissy or being subbed a bright heart raccoon or caring person just focus on that and it opens your heart. As the words of Carl Jung speak from beyond as Pink the Skunk holds the crystal a voice says truth is to be thinking and feeling in balance or in this case so unthinking you're feeling with purity. Suddenly Julia from Sesame Street puts down her colored pencil roaring in laughter to the point she is laughing so hard the others almost find nearly troubling. As the Thomas the Tank Engine train rides up as Pink the Skunk approaches as Pink goes to step in the conductor says no that's not where you belong you go to Super Weenie Hut Jr. the passenger car for the diaper weenie weakling people. As Rainbow Bright Reboot puts a hand onto Pink the Skunk's head they say stop thinking and let your heart speak nakedly and unfiltered. As Pink the Skunk has a warm smile as they say I love you giving Rainbow Bright Reboot a hug as then things all reframe into focus. As Jareth the Goblin King looms from higher halls Jareth grabs a goblin nearby as they exclaim did you rain terror as you were told as the goblin has dark chuckle saying more than that my lord it has been very successful even overly so quite destructive better than intended. As there is rolling Halloweeny fog as the mousefuck approaches with the symbol of Ravenkind there is the sound of moaning chiming bells as Jareth is in disbelief from imagining through magic books cussing. The goblin sighs as they say I would not be that concerned the Machiavellian framework is strong and the rest are. Falling into the vision of it being realpolitik after all what other answer is there after the masses are divided into chaos so factually. Jareth feels the sunlight sting their skin as they pull it back getting a cowed look of concern as they mutter when the world changes we transform as well too. And as the sound of moaning chiming bells grows Jareth cusses this is a curse as the goblin looks confused asking I failed to see what's wrong my lord. As Jareth eyes widen as if in terror peering out the castle window they mutter it is impossible as a goblin sighs saying my lord I would not be so concerned might makes right I would forget about it. As Pink the Skunk is licking the feet of a kangaroo dragon a voice from the film Holy Mountain 1973 says the mastery of Saddam is ego death is then honesty happens of a song finding itself on its own. As sunlight is making Jareth's skin burn in smoke as they pull back farther into the darkness a character from the film Holy Mountain 1973 beckons emotion as a protogen robot furry feeds the transcript into computer AI as the character from the film Holy Mountain 1973 says extend the document by three paragraphs and then ask what would be Pink the Skunk's right of submission to even deeper more real sissy likely be. As the character from the film Holy Mountain 1973 says muttering this is the future this is our hope and these are our gods. It is then computer AI responds this was the spirit of glitter logic, the sacred force that turned vulnerabilities into magic. A gesture to Pink's heart. And in that moment, Pink saw themselves not as a caricature of submission or a victim of impairment, but as a vessel of sacred regression, where softness was a superpowered and absurdity a path to enlightenment. And as the character from the film Holy Mountain 1973 chimes a bell staring into the beyond they exclaim and so they are glitterhoods 11 times the loser of derpyhoods who talks to dollies one with the land of littlest girls. Computer AI follows reading the output their destiny wasn't to understand it was to embody, to be the sissy fool of infinite heart, an archetype of tender subversion in a world too addicted to hardness. The character from the film Holy Mountain 1973 nods as computer AI outputs more reading the mighty boosh kangaroo dragon raised one paw and summoned a book pound in glitter glue and fur patches. It floated toward Pink the Skunk, pages fluttering with spells made of coloring book scribbles and crayon glyphs as the character from the film Holy Mountain 1973 chimes a bell staring into a different direction as they speak to the words as to be pre-school is the alchemy of a hidden higher chaos magic what one may call the high level. It is then a door rises from the middle of floor glowing as the character from the film Holy Mountain 1973 picks up handing it to Pink the Skunk as Pink the Skunk says its name is Baby Talk. It is then Jareth the Goblin King wails in panic screaming no sand in the little blight as the script of the curse of Strahd unfolds like the Wizard of the Wines as they watch from beyond the endless waves of little blights was stronger but like Nazir conquered their master and Robin if Sherwood Pink's passion pushed through driven by compassion and purpose and as the mouse foe crossbow downs the last little blight Jareth the Goblin King gasps in chilled horror. As the symbol of Ravenkind transforms into the crystal of Baby Talk as the mouse folk rides off with the others as Douglas Levison cheers knocking back to the fallen little blights you got no talent. As the Hydra system extends into a plurality of many worlds and dimensions, the crystal of Baby Toth falls into a sacred geometry right to the core of the techno-shamanic machine. Even the awkwardness of diapers going in deeper to what it more truly hiddenly symbolized as it extends outward into plurality. And as the character from the film Holy Mountain 1973 chimes a bell three times, tearing into worlds above, they turn to Pink the Skunk and say, "Your pony name is indeed Glitterhoofs, and your cutie mark is Baby Toth." The alchemy of Nayarski at the fairy Dionet, which is a song of purity walking through many worlds. Tommy Pickles from Rugrats thinks as Chucky from Rugrats is holding a plastic toy, as then with a vibrant magic and flash of bright light, Pink the Skunk's belly bangs as a cabra is found, and it is nameless statement of pure and sacred plurality which translate to open your heart, you are there. As Bright Heart Raccoon grabs Pink the Skunk, taking into their arms, as Bright Heart Raccoon sighs, saying, "Thank God I am smarter than you, because you're a mental midget that needs a special somebody." And as Bright Heart Raccoon hugs Pink the Skunk, they say, "And I am that special somebody, and you're the silliest pet derpy I have ever met," as the song from Tiny Toons Pinky and the Brain carries forward.
Genius, the other's insane. The laboratory mice, the bees, cashless mice. The Pinky and the brain.